As you know, we tirelessly comb the internet looking for stories that may interest you and that you can follow up on if you like. The headlines, they didn't use a large font for often, but they're still worth a mention. Producer Ayana Piper-Helian is doing the honours this morning. Morena.
Morena, Jim.
Now, you walked in here quite normally, but I think you have advice to the contrary.
Yes, I do, or, well, Scientific American does. Walking backwards can engage and strengthen muscles and take the pressure off joints. Walking in reverse gives your butt a workout. It forces your gluteal muscles to repeatedly contract, so it strengthens them over time.
Mm.
It can improve arthritis, which 1 in 4 people over the age of 65 suffer from, and it's good for balance as you get older, and it's also good for the brain. If you walk backwards, it challenges you to think about where you're going.
Yes, I can see that. Or I can't see that, depending on whether I'm doing it or not.
Yeah, it forces the brain to collect more information than usual from your other senses. It's advised that you walk backwards in the company of someone else walking forward.
How often should we be walking backwards?
3 times a week is recommended for 10 minutes each time.
Have they thought about, do you think, how this will look to everyone else down at the local park?
Science progresses in bold steps, Jim, not timid ones.
Thank you. I forgot. What else?
In Stat News Online, why researchers think human milk could repair the gut microbiome and reduce infections. If people want to look that one up. In Populist Science, how and why black licorice can endanger your health.
Ah.
Too much of it.
Black licorice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also the psychology of why video game farming is so satisfying.
Have you ever done that? I did. I tried it once. It's actually not as satisfying as going outside and planting something.
Yeah.
You know, and even apartments have balconies.
True, and they also have windows. And in the Atlantic, why rich people don't cover their windows. Ditching curtains is the trend amongst the wealthy in posh suburbs in the United States. Quote, this unexpected status symbol has become a fixture of high-end homes.
Everybody looking in. I think most of us are probably grateful for our curtains, I mean, especially this morning.
Yeah, and presumably rich people don't have to worry about heat loss and power bills. Speaking of being grateful for curtains, though, NPR in America reports on penguins that take 10,000 naps a day.
What?
They sleep for only a few seconds at a time. They're chinstrap penguins. Their noising nesting colonies don't let them sleep, and not being able to sleep long lets them avoid predators.
I'm just going to take a quick nap. That was good. What's next?
Well, on Science Alert Online, always an interesting website, by the way, how chronic fatigue syndrome is unambiguously biological.
Right.
It's not all in people's heads. Multiple organ systems affected.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm. And also I've got some fascinating research on broccoli.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Apparently, to get the most nutrients out of broccoli, it's best to eat it raw.
Actually, I like it raw.
Me too.
Do you? Yeah, not so much the florets, but the stem. The stem's quite tasty.
I actually like all of it, and even the florets, dip it in some hummus. Beautiful.
Good idea, actually. Mm. Okay.
But if you don't want to eat it raw, this is where it gets technical, and I don't want to send people back to sleep. The great goodness of broccoli comes from a compound called sulforaphane. It has the antioxidant, antimicrobial, and anti-inflammatory properties we want, and any form of cooking destroys that quite a lot.
Ah.
But long story short, if you cut the broccoli up and leave it before cooking, the compound increases in the plant.
That is interesting. So how long before cutting the florets up and cooking them, you know, for maximum benefit?
30 minutes minimum, but 90 minutes is better.
Oh, right. Who knew?
Before I go, a big multi-generational study across 3 countries has found that staying in school longer doesn't just get you better educated, but you tend to live longer with less wear and tear on a cellular level in your body.
Gee.
So, yeah, the reasons are still mysterious to a certain extent.
Right. So it's not just education and living in a better part of town.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And then on CNN, a new young male demographic is embracing driving manual cars.
Ah,
just as some of the car makers are phasing them out.
I still like driving a manual.
Well, except automatics use less fuel and have lower emissions, but Just for you, Jim, and the other young men out there.
Thank you.
Toyota is planning a realistic fake manual transmission for some of its EV models.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Vroom, vroom. It's good never growing up. Ayana, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jim.